Good morning. Okay, today, well, first of all, we're one day before Valentine's Day. I hope that everyone has planned and got their gifts together and ready to show and spread love. If not, you still have time. Tomorrow is Monday, Valentine's Day. Most people are at work. And if you know you got a long day to work and if you're off today, go ahead and plan, get your gifts and do what you do. Today, I want to talk about how important is sex. Now, this sex in a relationship or with somebody just smashing, it's important and it varies because everybody's different. But when it comes to sex, giving up your body to somebody, you got to trust them because it's a lot of diseases and stuff going on. A lot of stuff out there. So therefore, when it comes to sex, I think it is important. But it could vary because some people just not into the sex thing all the time. I've been in relationships where sex once every 2 weeks was good enough for her. Me personally, I want it more than once every 2 weeks. But as I've gotten older, I understand like it's so much more to a relationship than sleeping with somebody, going to bed. But you have to communicate with a person. And because, you know, communication, being honest, it'll let you know. You need to know because you may be having sex with somebody and you may be taking it to another level doing all kind of freaky, nasty stuff. But if you are doing this with with a person, seems like you should communicate to see where your partner is. Because if you want to explore, be freaky, if that's your nature, you don't want to be doing it with the person that's having 2 and 3 partners. I think when you communicate, sometimes if you like somebody, you're having sex with them, if you communicate and maybe they have another partner, not saying that it's right, but it's understandable because you was open and honest about what you're doing. Like, maybe if the person has a husband or wife, not saying it's right, because that's not right. You at least need to know before you explore. Because if he or she has 2 or 3 partners, you're putting your life at risk. And that would be a sad way to go out, being a good person. You sleep with somebody, he or she is sleeping with 2 and 3 people. So it's very important, people, when it comes to when you're having sex with somebody, find out their background, find out what they're into, find out what they're doing, and it'll make a lot of things better. And sex is great with the right person. And from my experiences, and some may agree, some may not agree, sex with a toxic person, for some reason, is always on another level. But that's all y'all have. It's nothing else. And some people are okay with that type of relationship. It's just not for me. When that's the only thing you have in common, the sex of it. The sex is explosive. I've always wondered why that is the case. I never know, but I always wonder why. That the only time you have fun with he or she is if they're naked or doing a sexual act to you. On another note, sex ain't too bad either with the person that connects with you all around. With the all around connect, it's good because you two, either outside of the bedrooms, y'all have like a bond. I mean, y'all could do other things. Y'all could sit, y'all could talk, y'all could laugh, watch a movie, enjoy all kind of activities outside of the bedroom. And to me, that's the ultimate win, when you can connect at other things besides sex. Because we all know Mother Nature kicks in. You no longer can have sex. You have sex in your mind, but you no longer can perform like you used to. So if you can no longer perform like you used to when you've been with the person, those are the happy years that you can sit back. Y'all can take trips. Y'all can do other things besides sex. Maybe if you age, when sex don't work, when it ain't like it used to. As a man, you know, our sex drive stops before a woman. A woman can be 70, 80 years old, still having sex. Probably with a little help, a little moisture help, or whatever. But a man, an erection, I think as you get older, it falls back. So, as men, you need to find someone that you can love and that's going to be there for the long run. Because, like I said, when you can't perform no more, you can't have sex, we see humans, you want to be loved. So, in the long run, you know, you can have your fun, but look for someone that's going to be there even when it don't work. And when you're with somebody that you connect with, like you're in a real relationship, from my experiences, the orgasms come easy. You don't have to really work as hard because you really like this person. You're into this person. And when you're with that toxic person, sex is, like I said, you're only connecting in the bedroom. But sex is like a job, because before you do it, you're thinking outside of the bedroom. You're thinking of what you got to do today, what you got to do the next day, because you know that's all y'all have in common. It's like in your mind, you're probably saying, let me hurry up and pleasure her and get my pleasure because I got things to do later. But I think when you're with that one that you bond with, that you may like, someday love, you don't think like that. When you're into each other, you spend more time enjoying the moment. To switch notes a little, a good thing about a toxic individual that you're only sex, and that's what y'all have in common, he or she have no boundaries. No boundaries at all. They will do anything to pleasure you, to please you. They will have sex anywhere, anytime. Y'all could be at a church and it wouldn't even matter to them, as long as they can pleasure you or make you feel happy, because that's what the relationship is based upon, sex. I know that sounds crazy, but remember, that's all y'all have in common. And the wild sex that I talk about with a toxic person is like this. It's more of a young person thing. Now, if you're young, you can continue to do it and enjoy it. But I say to all of you, if you're 30 plus, it's time to put that in the past. Put that in the past about that person you can just meet with and y'all just have wild sex. It's like a phase. You live through that phase and eventually you got to let it go. You got to give it up someday. And it's interesting and it's fun and it's hard to let go, but you got to let it go if you want more. If you want more, you have to let it go. like I said, 30 plus, you want something that's real or beneficial to you. I say beneficial because now maybe, well, it's beneficial because he or she is helping you in all areas. And, you know, it's just good when you let that other thing go. That fun thing, you let it go. Sometimes we have to get rid of the fun to see the real. Now, I say this. If you are with a toxic person and the sex is explosive, now, it may be a reason to hang on. And it's kind of like you're using him or her, but it's kind of not. If it's benefiting you to stay and have sex with that toxic person, if you like the sex, stay. Now, because, okay, I'm going to give you a perfect example. Who knows? You may be sleeping with a toxic person, and that toxic person may be a realtor. And you may want to be a first-time homeowner. In a situation like this, I guess you stay until you get your first home. You want to own a home, but it's benefits in being with that toxic person. But you got to realize now, once you leave that toxic person and they don't let help you purchase your first home, it's trouble that comes with it. But like I said, being with the toxic person, if you enjoy their sex, let it be beneficial to you. Let something be beneficial outside the bedroom to you. If you're going to continue to keep doing it, I don't advise you to do it because something comes with it. But don't just be in it to get you a good orgasm. Because, I mean, if that's the case, you might as well just buy you a toy. Get your orgasm and don't have to worry about the toxic part after the orgasm. Okay, that's all I have for now about that. This week in the news, I know you all heard the U.S. planning to go to war with Russia, whatever. You can't blame all this on Joe Biden. You got to blame it on the last administration because a lot of stuff they did is leading up to now. Biden been talking to Putin or whatever, Fort Bragg or deploying soldiers, so you know, who do you blame? You can't blame it all on Biden. Even though he's not doing such a great job, you got to blame this on the last administration. This week, I saw that a lot of mask mandates are being lifted. And I know a lot of you are getting excited because I am. I'm tired of wearing the mask. But all I ask of you all to control your own health, like I always did. You be in control of your health. Don't listen to what a doctor say or whatever. But I'm going to play your doctor today. You need to eat right. Drink more water. Like I said in the previous podcast, add a step counter on your phone. You know, mind your own business more and stay out of others so that you can put more into your own business. Mind your business more so you can stay out of others' business and get your own business popping. But like I said, you are in control of your health and this virus. Hey, eat more, exercise, water, you know. You're in control. Talk to y'all next week.